Hi everyone, this is El Shaddai's Amazing Grace, also known as God's Amazing Grace, and this is a Thanksgiving prayer. Psalm 100 verses 1 to 5, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Almighty God, Alpha and Omega, El Shaddai is your name. We give you the praise. We worship your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Thank you, Almighty God, for giving us another day of life. Thank you for your enduring love, your perfect peace. And we will never forget all the marvelous works you've done in our lives and across the world. Thank you for the mercy that you've shown to all of us who is in agreement of this prayer. For it reads in your word in Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Thank you for our families, our prosperity and open doors of abundance, endless blessings and opportunities that testifies that you are the Almighty. Because with man it was impossible, but with you it was possible. It says in your word in Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, Ah Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Thank you, O God, for blessing the wombs of the women in agreement to this prayer, for they are multiplying and being fruitful, as you declared in your word in Genesis chapter 9, verse 7. And you, be fruitful and multiply, increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. You gave us Jesus, and through the precious Lamb we have been delivered and saved from the works of the enemy. For it reads in John chapter 3 verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit being our teacher and instructing and leading us through this life. When we needed direction, you brought the Holy Spirit to us. When we was down, you brought the Holy Spirit to comfort us. When the enemy caused confusion in our minds, you brought the Holy Spirit that shed light to our minds, giving us clear thinking. Oh God, we praise you for your faithfulness. We are alive, healthy, prosperous, and happy. You are the only one who could do this. No man can give us peace, only you. No man can give us strength, only you. No man can save us, but only you, God. Through your mighty spirit, you have done all these great and mighty things. It reads in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3, But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. We are sleeping well because of you, Lord. As we lay, you bind and tie the enemy by the command of your angels of fire. You destroy every attack that was meant to kill us, but your victory has saved us, and we are truly grateful, Lord. Leaving our homes, traveling, oh God, you have been our protection with your mighty blazing bright light that blinds all monitoring spirits who are tempted to spy and send information back to the enemy to destroy us. You have stopped them, and we thank you, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. Evil tongues that decreed and declared evil and negativity upon us, you cancelled each declaration with your word. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Isaiah chapter 49 verses 25 to 26, I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name. When we struggled in finances, how to feed our families, how to survive, you brought us wisdom, strength, opportunities and helpers, and the backing of your word in our lives. Your word is full of life, truth, and it has truly touched us, and we are grateful and we thank you, Lord. It has been the enemy's plan to steal, kill and destroy marriages. But we thank you, Almighty God, for your light, love and the precious blood of Jesus that resurrects every marriage back to life in line with your word. For it reads in Genesis chapter 2 verses 24, therefore a man should leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Proverbs chapter 18 verses 22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God, for keeping your promise of healing in our lives. As you declared in your word in Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 6, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, when we felt empty, confused and lost, you gave us clarity, love and joy, and took all our burdens away and left us peaceful, light and happy. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for uprooting our glory from the enemy. Thank you for breaking chains that bounded us to the enemy. Thank you for your deliverance of soul ties. Thank you for the deliverance of addictions that tied our feet, making us walk the wrong path in our lives. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When we was quick to anger, your spirit, oh God, intervened in our situation. The Holy Spirit spoke within us through your word, as it is in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, growling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. When we was low, depressed and lonely, you held us, Lord, with your love and delivered and freed us from the enemy's torture. You declared in your word in Psalm 34 verses 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. We thank you, Almighty God, for everything. We are so grateful. Only you could do these wonderful things in our lives. Thank you for your word of truth that breaks the enemy's schemes against us. Thank you again for the precious blood of Jesus that saved us from sin. Thank you for your angels that protect and fight against the enemy's plans. Thank you for the beautiful Holy Spirit that comforts and teaches us day by day. We truly love you, God, and your goodness and love is so much that we have tears of joy. Thank you, Almighty God, beginning and the end. And I seal this prayer of thanksgiving with the blood of Jesus. Amen.